Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hello, you are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Once again, a big thank you for anyone who listened to the live show for my one-year anniversary hosting Metal Shop on KISW. We had a ton of guests, a ton of requests, and we're going to play some of the chats that I had in order with some of my longtime friends in the Pacific Northwest music scene. So we're going to go ahead and play those tracks. Enjoy.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Metal Shop, KISW, 1 year of me, Trevor, hosting Metal Shop, and a little past a year for Wyatt here in Loud and Local, and Wyatt is my first guest for this little one-year anniversary shindig. Wyatt of Loud and Local, what's going on?
What's up, brother? Hey, happy anniversary. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy, and I love watching everything you've accomplished in the last year. Like, I hope you are half as proud of yourself as I am of you.
The caffeine says I'm happy.
I love it. Well, and I know that you and I understand each other and our roles within this radio station probably more than anybody else, just because of the similar situation we were in coming into this. And obviously, like, trying to carry on the flag for our brother Kevin Beers, and you have done that with shining colors. Like, truly, every single person I talk to about Metal Shop lately is like, dude, Trevor is crushing it. Because you had big shoes to fill, and you have done it marvelously, man.
First of all, I couldn't do this without Kevin, without Ian, without Ryan. Uh-huh. Without the help and the mentorship at 89.9 KGRG RIP.
RIP.
Green River Gators, go Gators.
Heck yeah.
I couldn't have done it without my time there that launched me into other places in radio, podcasting, etc. That just kept me doing the thing, answering the call. So a year ago when Ryan Castle gave me the call, it was, of course, yes. I've always, when it comes to this stuff, I've had a passion and I just, to my detriment, I'm like, I'm a yes man when it comes to music.
Oh, 100%, man.
But I love it. And currently I couldn't do it without everyone at KISW, everyone who listens to Metal Shop, and I couldn't do it without you, without your help, without having your just our little chats outside the radio.
Absolutely.
And our time this past year just getting assimilated into this KISW radio culture with all them crazy people.
Exactly.
KISW trying to figure out things that I'm doing things I've never done before with this this group of fine miscreants.
Fine lunatics. Yeah, no, and it's such a circus, but it's so cool. And Ryan Castle is the coolest boss I've ever had. I'm sure you feel the same way. We're very lucky to get to do what we do. And I love the directions you've taken Metal Shop. I've loved, that we were saying before we were on air, like, I love the, you've incorporated more hardcore into Metal Shop, because I think that that's something that deserves representation. That and I pay attention to your playlist, so I'll be like, man, Trevor played 100 Demons tonight. Yes!
And I love that I've been able to keep up with what Loud and Local is doing, and just seeing how you've done your thing, and it's just like, it's cool to take inspiration from one another.
Yeah,
even
man.
Though it's different types of things that we're doing, but we're both like learning together.
Oh, totally.
Maybe by not exactly like telling each other what to do, but just seeing things and being like, that's really cool.
And I actually, like, I firmly believe that our two shows are more closely related than anything else on the station. Like, I feel like we are kind of each an arm on this body. And so, yeah, every time I see you hit things with a new idea, I'm always like, oh, there goes Trevor. And then I figure out a good way to rip you off.
Well, so is music, so is hardcore, so is metal.
There's only so many breakdown patterns.
There's only so many riffs. And we're gonna make this one. I'm gonna take that death metal riff, but make it groovy.
Oh yeah, exactly. And then boom, you have Pantera. You know, it's
there. You go. So we're starting. So we're gonna start this off with a block, because you requested it. Bunches of people requested it. Friends requested it. Everybody's grandmother requested it. So we're going to play some Hate Breed.
Yeah.
Straight out of Connecticut. They're currently, my best friend in the world is currently watching Hate Breed. We're going to get him on the line in a little bit. He's watching him in Chicago at a hardcore fest called the Rumble.
He's at the Rumble
right now with 100 Demons as well.
Hell
and our
yes. friend,
and our friends in the Seattle band End of Days are also playing. So it's a really cool fest. And but yes, everybody is has requested. Everybody in the world wants to hear some Hatebreed right now, and you want to hear some Hatebreed right now. So
absolutely.
Because you are our first distinguished guest, you're picking the first Hatebreed song of this block.
Brother, I apologize that you are going to have to bleep it so much, but I think we need some Everybody Bleeds now.
This reminds me of Kevin. This reminds me of Defy Wrestling.
Yes, it does, brother.
100%. So here is a Hatebreed block for the people and for Kevin Deers here on Metal Shop KISW.
Long live Kevin Deers.
Metal Shop KISW here with Wyatt from Loud and Local. And we just did some Hatebreed, and we're going to go into some more heavy. A block I'm dedicating a little bit to Dead Air Hardcore Radio when me and Chris did the Metalcore Nation segment, which was basically hardcore influenced bands, but definitely a lot heavier. You wouldn't put these like right next to like Youth of Today, Little Biscuit, etc. These are they're definitely informed from different heavier hardcore and punk elements, but these are definitely bands that assimilate within bigger heavy music. The Lamb of Gods and sometimes even more metalcore and, for lack of better words, Warped Tory type bands. Even though
100%.
I might have just said what would be considered a curse word on Metal Shop.
Nah, man. I put the
earmuffs on.
I think just about every band I suggested to you probably has played Warped Tour at some point.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play some Knocked Loose, some Every Time I Die, and some Harm's Way.
I love all of that, by the way. R.I.P. Bo Luders from Harm's Way. One of the greatest losses to the heavy music community in a long time. I know we're both Hard Lore fans as well as Harm's Way fans. So.
Absolutely. Bo and Kevin forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Forever and ever. I did want to ask you, before we play some Knocked Loose, because I feel like there's a debate on this. As Knocked Loose has become a bigger band, playing stadiums, having barricades and whatnot, do you still feel that Knocked Loose is a hardcore band?
That the wider world of hardcore could possibly dismiss it, but it's the same as Hatebreed still a hardcore band?
I agree.
In some aspects, yes. In some aspects, no. I'm going to say yeah.
I would say yes too.
Yeah, they can go. They can play those, but like overall, it inhabits a weird space.
And it's very cool seeing a band that can take hardcore to like late night television. That is so cool for the movement to me. I feel like Knocked Loose is doing very positive things for the hardcore community. And also respect to a band who will go play the Forum and then the next day go play Midnight Hour with no barricade, with stage divers the whole time.
So this has been my opinion for a long time. These are hardcore kids playing metalcore. Hardcore kids playing metalcore, and this is how it's been, and they've leaned more into it over the years and have gotten more hardcore informed. If you listen to some earlier stuff, that's more even in the like kind of beat down realm of things.
Uh-huh.
We're really nerding out, and I'm sure there is some eyes rolling. There are definitely some eyes rolling as we are talking, and I'm perfectly aware of this. But it's metalcore. It's heavy. You either like it or you don't. And I think that there's positive things that Knocked Loose has done for the world of heavy music at large.
100%. And I think that the fact that we live in an era where you can put on Jimmy Kimmel Live and you've got Knocked Loose pig squealing on national television means it's a good time for heavy music. Like, that defines a good time for heavy music to me.
People moshing in the rain. So we're going to get with it. Knocked Loose, Blinding Faith, Metal Shop. We'll be back. Metal Shop, KISW, with Wyatt of Loud and Local, celebrating my 1 year of hosting Metal Shop. And
happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, buddy.
Hell yes. And thank you for starting this program off and being my first guest of the evening and just sharing this moment. And we've done a lot of requests, some dedications. We're circling back because a handful of people have dedicated some Slayer to Kevin for Kevin for this episode, and so we're going to, but we're gonna lean on the controversial as far as the Slayer songs.
It's my fault. I could have picked any easy Slayer song. It's like, oh, everybody loves this, and I picked the controversial one.
You wanted to go into the is Knocked Loose a hardcore band? You wanted to pick the Slayer song that people debate whether it's a Slayer song
or a new metal song, yeah,
or a new metal song. But I love this song, honestly,
dude. It's so good. Well, we were talking, of course, about Disciple, released in 2001, which is a banger.
And it has some breakdowns.
It's got some breakdowns. It's got some mosh parts.
Slayer playing. Isn't there even a two-step after the first chorus?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not traditional. Like, it's not in the traditional, like, death metal mosh part two-step type thing that thrash you see, you know, traditional OG thrash bands do. This is definitely in line with some of the kind of Ozfest style of bands that were really assimilating to that at the time of 2001. Honestly, I assume, because I know how kids perceive like nu metal and certain, I'm sure kids who are getting into Slayer will like Disciple. Like, this is a really, it's,
oh, yeah.
I love this song. I love Slayer.
I love Slayer too, and I will say, debatably, the most consistent of the big four. Like Slayer never changed, in my personal opinion, really. Like, that is a band that their entire discography from start to finish feels like Slayer, and I love that.
They did some tweaks with Disciple, for sure.
Sure, yeah. See that as they're driving a new car.
They're maybe not full change, but tweaks, and I will say not soft tweaks, pretty hard tweaks that we're doing that are noticeable for somebody who is who is a dyed-in-the-wool, like, early 80s Slayer fan.
Oh, I get you. But, you know, 10-year-old me, when Disciple came out, I just remember going, this is the boldest chorus line I have ever heard yelled. Like, so bold. And I just have to respect it. It's, like, to this day, a top three Slayer song for me.
Absolutely. So we're going to hit some Slayer. And we're gonna toss in a little bit of hardcore in before we some special hardcore in there before we end our time, Wyatt. And so stay tuned, Metal Shop, KISW. Some more heavy hardcore on Metal Shop, and these were requests. All of these are requests. This was 100 Demons and Marauder. All requested by your loud and local Wyatt. So
I love that people are used to hearing loud and local Wyatt. And I don't think anybody would have expected me to be like, we need some Marauder and 100 Demons.
Here is the moshing side of of Wyatt. So
yeah.
steer clear if you're front stage and you see Wyatt, you must.
Yeah, right.
And depending on the riff, you might see a different side. Just have some situational awareness, people.
Yeah, brother. It's funny because I've played rock and roll for a long time around here. People kind of tend to forget that I grew up being a hardcore kid. So I grew up at, like, basement shows and circle pits. So, like, but I do feel like I have reached a body weight where I do not feel comfortable stage diving. I feel like I will harm somebody.
Okay, but I completely understand, being a little apprehensive. But, if you see Wyatt... get the jacket come off, and he's coming in hot with a cutoff.
Spin kicks, baby.
You watch out for that bare arm.
We're karate moshing all night, baby.
That's your answer to no karate in the pit.
Yeah, right. I'm just like, you're about to catch the spin kick, brother. We're gonna have fun and shake hands afterwards.
He said, "Bow to your sensei."
I love it, dude. Having the opportunity to just play hardcore that I love is a very fun way to celebrate your anniversary, brother. This is good, and it's always good to have kindred spirits in heavy music.
So we're going to end this with some, because on the loud and local side,
absolutely,
and this is also ties it all back into Kevin as well, just supporting just really good local music. We're going to end it with some another block. We've had a handful of requests for Witch Ripper. You requested
Brother.
The Portal, Had a request for the Rusty Cage cover.
Oh, so this is going to be a 20-minute block. I love this.
so we're gonna blast you with Witch Ripper.
Absolutely. Can I tell a Witch Ripper story?
Yeah, you did last time, and we always tell a Witch Ripper story. Almost like it's a tradition. So. Who am I to stop you?
I feel like
a
I have
Ripper
to.
Story?
I'm gonna feel bad because this is this might be the same story I told last time, but there might be different listeners now. For the record, The Portal, I personally think, is the greatest heavy single any band has put out from the Northwest this year. I listened to a lot of music submissions. This quality-wise, I just feel like is the strongest piece of heavy music I've heard this year. It has me really excited. Taking it back to a Kevin Deers memory, one of the fondest Witch Ripper Kevin Deers memories I have, Loudon Local Fest, night one, Witch Ripper headlines the second stage, and their only request was to turn off all of the lights. So Witch Ripper played their set completely in the dark. There was one single light behind Curtis, so he was just a silhouette. And everybody moshed in the dark, and it was the most terrifying moment ever. And I remember looking at Kevin and seeing the biggest smile I ever saw on Kevin's face, just in this dark room, just watching people annihilate each other. It was great.
I absolutely love it. Witch Ripper is, I can agree, it's one of the strongest in all of Pacific Northwest heavy music, as far as new releases. Incredible live show. Shout out to that whole band.
All the great people. Brian is the best bartender ever.
All the new ears that this band has gotten of doing their run with the Almighty Death Clock and playing in the Pacific Northwest. I'm very happy to know these people and get to experience this, because I've experienced this with hardcore bands and moshing bands, and getting to be immersed into this world of metal and getting to experience these same things that I've experienced with hardcore with the local metal scene is it's awesome. There's always new experiences, people. Don't feel like, oh, there's nothing new under the sun. There are, especially in the world of music, there are still experiences to be had.
Absolutely, there are, and Witch Ripper will give those to you. Before we kick this off, Trevor, I just want to say one more time, happy anniversary. Thank you for everything you are doing for the heavy music scene.
And thank you so much, Wyatt. We're in this together. I'm super happy to share this radio space with you and the rest of the current team here on KISW. I'm super stoked. We're getting a little gushier than
Metal Shop usually likes.
than Metal Shop usually does, and gushier than maybe we get during the daytimes of the week, but it's Saturday night. There, even metal can give you some feels as well.
Exactly.
So we're gonna get to those feels with The Portal by Witch Ripper. Thank you so much, Wyatt. Metal Shop KISW.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
99.9 KISW Metal Shop. I have the triumphant return of the one, the only, Ray.
Hey, how's it going, Trevor?
What's up, Ray?
Not much. We're sitting here at night on a building that I've never been inside of, and I'm feeling pretty good about life right now.
What's up, Seattle? Tell us your current resume of things that you do musically.
That's a long list. So aside from where most of you have probably seen me is on stage at Showbox during changeovers. I'm working for AEG doing that stuff. I am at the Crocodile doing the same thing. Occasionally you can catch me at Numo's. I play in Dark Watch, which is a local deathcore band. You deathcore, I know. I play in a hardcore band called Favism, and I've got a couple other projects that are in the works with a couple other people that are also really awesome. I'll be going on tour soon with Favism and another band called Diseased and Depraved, and a bunch of our friends like Gouged and whatnot. We're going down the West Coast. It's going to be great.
Ray, you are a staple in my experience here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know what my Northwest hardcore or Northwest music experience would be without having R.I.P. Ray Budworth.
Oh man, that was a crazy stage at a very crazy festival. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't know where I'd be without Trevor Jastad either. I was reminiscing with Matt about the Office show that No Bragging Rights did a while back, and I was thinking to myself, like, man, I've known Trevor for some time, and like, if I had not met you, I don't know if I would still be doing what I'm doing.
It all starts in these small rooms. The fact that I got away with booking shows in the back family's place of work, I had to like really talk my way into these situations and be like, it's a casual show, nothing crazy, and I had to be really, really like nonchalant about having like Irish hardcore bands throwing boxes of beer around the venue.
Oh,
and
man,
being
that one.
and just a lot of fun craziness in the city of Puyallup, and it's great to reminisce because it's awesome to have you on this little 1 year shindig of me doing Metal Shop, and you were one of the first guests that I had on the show last summer when I was kind of getting everything, getting the dust off of my broadcasting wheels here. Like, I've been doing it for a long time, but it's the first time I've done like real like radio or doing a show like this in years. So having people like you and people like all the guests I have for the show tonight is just it warms my cold heart.
It warms my heart to be here, and I really appreciate you for thinking of me when you're this high up on things. Like, it's really cool to have watched you go from like, wow, you know, I'm on KGRG with Trevor. We're talking about throwing like a house show at my parents' house while they're out of town. I'm promoting that on the radio and they don't know about it, to now we're at KISW and I'm promoting like a tour that I'm going on instead. And like, it's funny because I was on tour that first calling from the front seat of the tour van and hoping that my internet was going to be stable enough to actually be legible on that broadcast. That was kind of crazy. But yeah, that like the history that you have with the local music scene makes you the perfect host for this show. And as somebody who grew up in school on a Saturday night, like listening to Metal Shop as like a 10-year-old kid and being like, wow, I hope someday I get to meet those people. And now I'm here.
You're chilling in the city of Seattle, and we're about to play some heavy tunes, starting off with T TUI, Streetlights, here on Metal Shop KISW. Metal Shop KISW, Ray in the building. We're broadcasting along the Seattle skyline right now. I don't ever like think about that just because I'm in the box. We're playing metal. That's what we're doing. We're playing riffs. And speaking of that, Riva, you know, everybody, this is a listener and guest. This is all listener and guest power today. We're just playing what the people want to hear, what my guests want to hear. We did some TUI. We're going to play some Disembodied, Heroin Fingers, King Yosef, Doomtown. There's brushes of hardcore in a lot of these tracks.
Oh, yeah. We both grew up on hardcore, and I think that some of the bands of like that I got into as I was growing up were like Trapped Under Ice was huge. Disembodied was a band that like you couldn't ignore if you knew who they were at all.
Scary live band.
Yeah,
scary live band.
Very scary live band. Watching videos of them on YouTube does not do it justice. Like, it is 10 times scarier in the audience. That TUI song, I just remember being on tour for my very first time and listening to that entire EP, the Stay Cold EP, front to back, countless times, and being like, dang, I'm on tour. I want to listen to something that makes me feel good. And then, you know, just that was like a classic record for me. This Disembodied song was a cover that one of my old bands did. And some of you might know them now as Tears of Joy. But Gabe and I, back when we had our old band cut out, that turned into Tears of Joy. We covered Heroin Fingers by Disembodied, and that was like a really exciting moment for me to like sit there and learn that song and be like, oh, this is a very special like way to write. This is very different than what I'm used to, but this is very fun. And then King Yosef is actually somebody that like thankfully I get to know a little bit personally. He's been tracking a lot lately with this new record. Our drummer in Favism actually tours with him, doing lights, occasionally drumming. And so I listened to a lot of Spire of Fear, and Doomtown being one of my favorite songs off the record because of like what it's about and just like kind of understanding that the city of Portland is very similar to the city of Seattle in a lot of ways. I know some people will hate me for saying that, but just the concept of that song are very like stereotypical of people.
We both have voodoo donuts.
We do both have voodoo donuts now. That's very true. But yeah, I just like getting to know King Yosef over the last like 2 years has been awesome. I wouldn't say that like we're super close. Like every time I see him, it's a treat, and it's usually like just a very great conversation. So like beyond just like the riffs being awesome, the people in that band are really solid people, and I cannot stress this enough. You should listen to them more.
All right, we're going to play some of Ray's picks, and we'll be back. You're listening to Metal Shop KISW. Ray!
Trevor!
You're listening to Metal Shop, Ray.
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate this. What do you want to talk about?
Your band. We're
going to
play some tracks.
Sweet.
We're going to finish this out.
Okay.
With a little bit of yourself.
Yeah. So I talked a little bit about the two bands that I play in prominently earlier, Dark Watch and Favism. Tonight I brought some brand new for everybody to hear for the first time, unless you've been to a show in the last like year and a half.
World premiere of the recorded tracks.
The one that I was hoping to play tonight for you all was called Illusion of Choice. And this song feels like a lumbering monster is like just swinging on a building. It feels like you're playing Rampage in your parents' basement. Very incredible mix and master. And we went down to Portland to Helvete Studios to record with Joe Anderson. I cannot recommend that guy enough. He is an awesome. We had a great time with him. And this song turned out huge. They had me plug into a science amp. They had me do a bunch of crazy. I love everything about that studio and their philosophy, and I love working with Joe. But yeah, we have some shows coming up if you want to catch us. If you like this song and you are like, wow, where can I go and punch people to this? If you're out of state and listening on the internet, we do have another tour coming up in August. And that is... in August, we'll be on tour with Gouged, Diseased, and Depraved, and our friends in Cybercrime, which are ex-members of the band Vitriol and Enterprise Earth. And that will be going from August 20th to the 27th. We'll be hitting Tacoma, Richland, Spokane, Portland, Roseburg, Sacramento, Reno, and Idaho Falls. So if you're in any of those cities and you are excited to see some ripping songs, just ripping bands, come hang out. Details on our social media, Bobism on Twitter.
Ray, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you, and I'm sure we will see you again here or hear you again on the Metal Shop airwaves. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me on. And yeah, I can't wait to do this again sometime. Like, this was such a fantastic night. I had a lot of fun. Thank you to everybody involved in bringing me up, including Trevor. If you're listening to this show and you know me at all, like, I appreciate you for bothering to even listen to this at all. It means a lot.
Brand new Favism here on Metal Shop KISW.
Something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love!
Metal Shop! The next person I have on the line is a good friend of mine for a long time in my day job career, and a backbone of some of the industry we have here in the Pacific Northwest, from security for Rainfest, tons of festivals. If you've been around Seattle, you have met his smiling face and been a part of what we of making things happen here in the city of Seattle as far as events, concerts, etc. And a huge part of my life as far as getting to know him and Kevin side by side, as well as with Defy Wrestling, etc. I have Sean Sleeps Hughes on the line. Sean, thank you for taking some time to call up to Metal Shop.
Hey, Trevor. Hail Metal Shop. One love for Kevin.
Absolutely. This is I couldn't do this 1 year without the friends, the people who helped make this happen, and just the people that stick beside you. And I couldn't have done this without the inspiration that Kevin has given all of us. And I couldn't do this without friends like you. So stoked to have you. But you are no stranger to the Seattle scene. You're no stranger to metal, and you're no stranger to live music. You've worked a ton of events up front on the barricades. You've worked a ton of festivals and just attended a ton of shows. So I want to get, what is, to your mind, for metal shows, what is one of the craziest ones you have ever worked in the industry?
Craziest show. I get this question a lot. I have to say, one of my first shows was Clutch and Motorhead at Showbox Soda, and Clutch blew Motorhead out of the water. But that show that night, that was the most violent show that I had ever seen. People were beating each other up left and right, and security had their job cut out for them that night. That was literally the day before I started at the show month.
And would you feel like that's kind of that was unexpected? Because also, you've worked shows like GWAR, where there's full-on crazy stuff going on. So Clutch and Motorhead, yes, that sounds like a crazy show, but that seems like also like being that that turn up is that would have been a little surprising for me.
Yeah, it was 100%. It was insane. It was just like, it must have been a full moon, something different that evening. Yeah, I've worked GWAR, I've worked like NecroGobblecon, like I've worked ICP shows, like something that you expect the level of intensity to be there. And this show had just, you know, been on that level. And like, I saw my friends, you know, like I saw Alma, who is a 6'8 Samoan who was busy all night handling stuff. You know, my mentors were busy running around with their heads cut off, you know, for that kind of show. Rainfest was another one. One of the last ones we had to go, and there was a series of individuals who were just in the pit punching people in the back of the head, you know, and we had to go and, you know, not have a conversation with them about that.
And your team handled it well, the hardcore community in the Pacific Northwest, because it's not an easy thing to have that mindset of knowing how to do security for those shows, because a lot of those shows do not have proper security depending on where the shows are. So I know that the scene really thought that you guys really knew what you were doing. You guys like the so all. All love to the Rainfest security team. That was really good.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like the hardcore community is a respect and love onto itself. You know, they take care of their own. And when something it goes, you know, goes awry in its own like that, to where security actually has to come in and interject themselves into a situation like that, you know, you guys are more than, you know, more than happy to, you know, to help out.
Lend a hand.
Yeah, totally. You guys see it and you guys are all like, you either A, you handle it yourself and then pass that on to us, or you let us know, you know, and then we take care of it, you know? And it's like, we greatly appreciate that on our behalf as well.
So, going from there, favorite, what is one of your favorite just metal memories in general? Even attending shows, not doesn't even have to be working shows. So, one of your favorite shows, just even growing up.
Oh, even growing up, getting to see Anthrax at Showbox Soto, knowing every single song that they played. And being called out by Joey Belladonna on the bathroom stairs, singing every single song. And he's all like, security knows every single song and he's going harder than everybody else in the pit. You guys need to figure this out. Yeah. And at the end of the night, him telling me backstage, that was the greatest thing he's ever seen. And I'm just like, beat red with embarrassment, you know? Because this is one of my idols and one of my childhood bands, you know, him telling me that, like, me knowing every single Anthrax song that they played that night, you know, was one of the greatest things, you know, getting this. That's one of my favorite things is like doing this. I do this, you know, because my love of music, my love of metal, you know, getting to see the bands, you know, that I grew up with. And then getting to see bands and getting to know the people in the bands, you know, that are upcoming, you know, Sword, Red Fang, Solicitor, you know, the guys in Guar, you know, getting to go and travel and go see Testament and, you know, at Black Label Society, you know, One of me and a group of my best friends, we went and saw Slayer 10 times that last year when they did that final tour. You know, that was huge. That was a huge thing for us. You know, it was like we knew we were not going to see Slayer again on a regular basis. So we went and saw them 10 times that one year. That's, you know, it's like I've never done anything like that before in my life, you know. And I'm never going to do that again. I mean, every year or so we go see Testament, and that's the band that's replaced Slayer for us, you know. But you know, they haven't filled that void, you know. That's for us, you know. But at the same time, it's like it's just that community, being in that community, being that, having that friendship, having that family of metalheads, that hardcore, the people that I've met through this have changed my life 100%.
That time at Anthrax was, I remember seeing you, and that's a prime sleeps moment for me, seeing that. I was like it made the experience even better, because that's also the thing about shows, having that mutual, like, people get into it more when you see everybody else getting into it, and it makes things more fun, and it loosens people up, and like seeing that, it was a fun time. So I'm going to, I want to end it with a question you asked me this year at Northwest Terror Fest when you were doing Doors and Wish List. What are some bands or things you want to see that you haven't seen yet?
Does it have to be metal? Because you already know the answer to the other ones. So,
Maybe one metal, one not.
One metal, one not. Like we talked about before, you and I being best friends. Tom Waits is one. A metal band that I have not seen or that I want to see more of. No band that I haven't seen, and as many times that I've worked, I've not seen Avatar. Yeah, and I just recently started listening to them. I find them entertaining. I want to at least see them.
Sean, thank you so much for taking the time. You have some songs for us. Give us the quick run of what we're playing tonight.
So top of my list, Solicitor, just because Amy is amazing. And she's coming to town really soon. She's going to play Substation for that metal show. Gwar, because they're amazing, and we already talked about them. Eris, God's Hate for Kevo. And then for all of my metal family, including Trevor, everybody else, is going to be Testament, Down for Life.
All right, we're going to hit that song. Thank you so much, Sean. And we're continuing here on the one-year anniversary for myself here on Metal Shop KISW.
Metal Shop.
Metal Shop! What's up? Chris is our next guest. Chris from the one and only, well, there's probably a couple shows called Dead Air, but the one and only Dead Air Hardcore Radio in the Pacific Northwest, putting on hardcore for the world since 2004, originally hosted by Kevin Deers and Ian, and given to K10, the host after, and then just happened upon me and Chris before I became the host of Metal Shop, and now you're running the show. You just did a little episode with Cherub Chains, a really, really good heavy band from the Pacific Northwest, and we're both carrying the flag of putting bands out into the world, and I'm just happy to have you on this episode and have you on Metal Shop once again to just celebrate 1 year of me hosting the show and continuing the legacy of Metal Shop, and I just thankful for what you do and what you're currently doing with Dead Air, with music, with Land Lost, and just being a supporter of Northwest music.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Trevor. It's been just super awesome stepping into, you know, the control seat here. I've always been kind of like a helper kind of fella, just, you know, trying to help make sure the ship doesn't sink. That's always been kind of my role, but now you're putting me in the captain's seat, so it's been cool. And I want to give you a shout out too. I know it takes a lot trying to control this brutal beast of Metal Shop, so you hit your year mark. It's crazy just how much stuff you've already got to do. You know, we hung out with Kirk Crowbar, got to chop it up with Billy. You know, I got to be behind the scenes helping out with that a little bit. So, yeah, man, just really cool to see this, and just watching you continue to grow. And yeah, man, I'm here for it.
being the unofficial producer, Chris, has been very, very helpful for any of the videos and the podcasts from our Metal Shop Backstage Pass, specifically the ones that have been like on site at shows. Those videos are all thanks to Chris, and it's very cool that that there is still a community in the Pacific Northwest where we're all helping each other out and trying to advance what we're doing out here in Seattle, Washington, and the greater Pacific Northwest. And we're gonna play some songs. That's what we're here to do. We're here to have a good time, but we're also trying to play what the people want to hear. We're playing what guests want to hear. Little to no influence on my part for this soundtrack because I wanted to let people, like, you know, this is, people are like, well, why don't you play this or why don't you play that? I'm always taking requests, and I really wanted to make a push for people to play what they want to hear on the radio, whether it's the guests or the people listening, people calling in tonight. And so we're gonna start off with a few. You obviously have the heavy, you obviously have the hardcore. I want to do some ones that speak to me. Fatal Realm, love this band. Have got to see them, what, now we both of us have got to see Fatal Realm 3 times. This band hasn't even been around that long, and we've seen them in Florida. They've made their way to the Pacific Northwest twice, and keep getting heavier. Moshy death metal that doesn't emphasize on any type of trying to do breakdowns, just naturally groovy and heavy and moshy in nature. Fatal Realm, and we're gonna play some Leeway off the Desperate Measures record. I don't think I have played anything off of Desperate Measures on Metal Shop just yet. So early 90s Leeway, a little bit more some funkier, brighter tones to if you haven't listened to the crossover band Leeway from New York, or if maybe you are only you've only heard some of their earlier stuff from Born to Expire, this is something, I don't want to say poppier, but it is definitely brighter, emphasis on some more groove, a little more clean singing, and very catchy elements. And we're gonna put that in with one of my favorite hardcore bands, the Rival Mob. They are actually playing their first show in what, 15 years, something like that.
In hardcore, might as well be 100 years. So.
Might as well be 100. The Rival Mob, we're going to play the song Hardcore for Hardcore. I absolutely love this band. Just fast, get in, get out. Has thrashy elements blended in, but it's so fast. It's just, it gets thrown into just punk hardcore. Because of how just aggressive and fast it is, but there's a lot of thrashy elements to the Rival Mob, especially in the Hardcore for Hardcore record. So we're gonna play those tracks, and we'll be back. You are listening to Metal Shop, KISW.
Metal Shop,
Metal Shop, with Chris from Dead Air Hardcore Radio. Just played Crumbsuckers off of their 1987 Beast on My Back record, New York crossover. That was The Connection. And we're going to play some more new stuff, some stuff that you've been digging, because Dead Air, I know when I was doing Dead Air, I was consistently just refreshing, looking at new stuff. And, I'm so thankful for what you're doing, because now you're keeping me in the loop. Because I spent nights and days. Now I'm doing all the whole scope of heavy music. So it's so helpful to have outlets like Dead Air to fill in gaps, because I'm only one person here. So finding some of this cool new stuff is very important. I know the internet is accessible, but with just how much there is out there, it's easy to get overwhelmed and feel lost. So that's why, at least for me, this is why the radio and why people who do podcasts talk to bands, or and even if you're doing zines, whatever, is it's really important, at least to people like me who really care about music. So once again, Chris, thank you. We're going to finish off with a couple more newer bands. Both are relatively new to me. First, a new band from Seattle, Blowtorch. When it comes to Seattle, this is a hardcore band, heavier band. It's people who have been playing in bands before, or people who will get absorbed from people who are playing in bands. This is a brand new Northwest hardcore demo, and then the band Peace Limit. Before we get out of here, tell me some things about your about these latest picks.
Yeah, Blowtorch, members of End of Days, Tsunami, and it's personally what I've been jamming out a lot, and it's exactly what I've been wanting out of hardcore right now. Just short, fast, pissed off, more fast, and just, you know, there's a lot of heavy out there, but I'm just really been digging, you know, just the fast to the point, and that's what Blowtorch delivers. So it's very dope to see them putting out some stuff here. Peace Limit, heavy Boise band. Hunter and Jason are just going sicko mode on this. While Hunter is out there doing his Muay Thai fighting, he channels that energy into even more welterweight fighting riffs in Peace Limit here. It's unbelievable. It goes mosh 5. When you thought we have reached mosh 5, DEFCON mosh 5. It's here, Boise style. It's dope. Might be one of my demos of the year. So definitely these two are demos of the year for sure. But yeah, heavy, moshy. What more can you want? Out of Peace Limit. So yeah, keep an eye out for these bands. Gonna probably be playing shows, and you're definitely gonna want to attend if you're able.
Chris, thank you so much for kind of remoting in while you are about to embrace some mosh in the city of Chicago for Hardcore Fest. Enjoy Hatebreed for me.
Yes. Gonna be awesome. I love hanging out in Chicago. It's so awesome to be over there. It's very interesting. We're going in when it's gonna be apparently like a rainy, like maybe thunderstorm. So curious to see how that'll go. I mean, rain hasn't stopped us before over here, but very stoked to catch, you know, Hunter Demons, Hatebreed, Turmoil. I think kind of this is just kind of like a, you know, sweet
it's
treat for me.
It's a Midwest mosh classic.
Well, and also the homies in End of Days, they're also playing, and that's just a sweet treat for me too. So,
cherry on top. Well, we're going to play these tracks, and we will be back. Thank you so much, Chris, and keep those
metal jaw.
Hey, pipe down over there.
My bad, twin.
Keep the requests coming in. 206-865-6966 206-865-6966 206-865-6966 6966. Leave us a message. Let us know what you want to hear. Metal Shop. Thank you, Chris.
Metal Shop!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.